From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The era of South Korean President Park Geun-hye is over, at least for now. It ended Friday when South Korea's Constitutional Court formally removed the impeached leader from office over a corruption scandal. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came to the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. 6 U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Douglas Chin is Attorney General for the state of Hawaii.
I don't see this as a Democrat thing or an agenda thing. I see it as a racist thing. I see it as if Hawaii doesn't speak up about discrimination by national origin, we are dishonoring and we are disrespecting what the past generation has gone through.
The latest order from Trump meant to replace an earlier decree that was overturned by U.S. courts. Trump's new order aims to keep citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from traveling to the United States for 3 months and suspended for 4 months a U.S. refugee resettlement program. German officials still have not confirmed why a man attacked and injured 7 people with an axe at the main train station in Dusseldorf Thursday. The suspect was arrested after jumping off an overpass near the train station. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. United States officials say a contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeastern Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State terror group. But it is unclear whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will take the lead in ousting thousands of jihadists entrenched in the city. The deployment comes as the Trump administration debates a Raqqa plan drafted by Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the U.S. commander overseeing the campaign against the Islamic State. Not all Republicans are celebrating the latest step toward repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare in the U.S. The House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee voted Thursday to repeal Obamacare.
I'm afraid that it could make it worse in some ways, that insurance rates would continue to go up and that Americans would have even less control and less choice over their health care system.
Senator Tom Cotton, many Republicans are not, so make that Democrats are not supporting the Republicans' latest effort to reform health care. Israel's prime minister met with Russia's president and Moscow concerning the Syria crisis. It's the latest sign of Russia's growing influence in the Middle East, as well as Israel's concerns about Moscow's regional allies. Russia has come to assume a larger role in Israel's foreign policy calculations since the Kremlin's intervention in the Syrian conflict in September of 2015. Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin made no joint statement following the talks, but Mr. Netanyahu later issued a statement indicating he had made it clear, in his words to Putin, that Israel wants to prevent any Syrian settlement from leaving Iran and its proxies with a military presence in Syria. A dozen Malaysian activists on Friday gathered in front of the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur to call for reduced tensions between the two countries.
We want peace to prevail back. We as Malaysian people, we strongly urge the government, both government, to sit down and talk back and come back to a conclusion whereby this incident, whatever happened is past, to make it amicably solve the solution.
Diplomatic relations between Malaysia and North Korea have broken down following the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the estranged half-brother of Kim Jong-un, at Kuala Lumpur Airport last month. North Korea has denied any responsibility and accused Malaysia of being swayed by the North. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.